Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprint, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com on this August the 19th on the West Coast, now August the 20th on the East Coast, as well as in the Central Time Zone. So nice to have you here with us tonight, and before I bring on tonight's guest, I want to just give a heads up about what occurred last night. There were some very critical technical difficulties that virtually made it impossible to broadcast the show from my end. It was no fault of BBS. They handled it very well. Compliments go out to Seth. Seth ran an archive program. I understand it was a recent interview I did with Win Free, so that was a pretty interesting show in and of itself. Those things happen sometimes. We kind of roll with the punches and trust that the next time we attempt to bring a live show, that Lord willing, it will succeed as it is tonight. So I'm grateful for all the concerned folks out there that were wondering what happened to me. I was in limbo like you were. Now, I want to do a quick shout-out to some folks that are regular listeners, and their group is growing by leaps and bounds, some of you have heard these names before. Anyway, Karen, Bob, and Bill, David, Crenshaw, Sylvia, Sheila, and Jill, and, of course, the General. Now, if I left any names out there, it's not my intention to do that. Also, I'd like to say hello to Renee out in Southern California. She has been a devoted listener, I'm told, that she is actually listening to Evident Footprints more than she is that mainstream AM show that everybody hears across the country at this same time hour time slot. So I'm appreciative of Renee. Barbara in California, Diane in Washington. Oh, my goodness. We've got folks now all over the country, from Florida up to New York and across, all through the Midwest, southern states. I'm even getting email from India, Australia, France, Germany, Switzerland, England, and I'm very appreciative of all the folks that are not just honoring what we're doing on this live radio show, but honoring the messages that my guests bring. Really, they're our guests, because after you spend some time listening to BBS Radio, you feel sort of like this is your home or your home away from home. And so we invite guests here to share their message and speak their truth. And it's a truth that you are not going to hear on mainstream, because mainstream media has been corporatized and propagandized to the extent that they wish that we would either become totally dumbed down or go away. And that's not going to happen. We are going to continue spreading the truth. We've got some upcoming news shortly within the BBS site. I have been charged with the responsibility and the honor to create a new show. Let me put it another way. It's going to be an element of the BBSRadio.com website. It's called Infiltrators.com, Infiltrators.com, and we're going to be reporting the news that you don't get on mainstream. We're going to be bringing you live, up-to-date, journalistic contributions from a variety of writers. Some of those people are Ken Adachi, who operates a very popular, world-renowned website called educate-yourself.org. And Ken is going to be a contributing writer and sort of an investigator, which he already is anyway. And we are going to be doing journalistic pieces as well as audio clips of unheard news bites and also video presentations. And we're hoping that that even expands into documentaries. This is quite an endeavor. It's quite a large piece to bite off, let alone can we chew it. And with your support and your encouragement, we are going to ramp up the information that we not only bring on Evident Footprints, but many other shows on BBS Radio. So be watching in the near future for infiltrators.com. It's going to be its own section on the website, and you can trust that you will find news there that you won't find anywhere else. It's going to be very anti-spin, anti-propaganda, and pro-truth. And that should say enough for anyone that's interested in discovering the truth. Now, I would also like to especially thank Dr. Len Horowitz and Reverend Roxy Hampton for the kind comments every week at the conclusion of their show when they ask the listening audience to stay with us and listen to this show. This is a late hour for many people, and I appreciate the fact that many of you stay up late and maybe miss some sleep Monday through Fridays to listen to this show. Keep in mind, I'm missing this sleep, too, and I'm in a different time zone, so I'm up 3 hours later than you. Just remember that. But I want to thank both of them for their kind words about what I'm doing, and it's reciprocal. They deserve all the credit for bringing you the truth. And tonight's show was just awesome. If either of you are listening, you need to know it was the bomb tonight. With that, I would like to move on now to our show and welcome back our tonight's guest. He was with us a few weeks ago. He is a what I call a multi-dimensional human being. He is a very spiritual individual. He is into healing. He is a psychological, we could say, kinesthesiologist. He can really discern what's going on with the health of a person, both spiritually as well as intellectually. He can talk to you about many, many truths that have been hidden from the majority of mankind for really thousands of years. We're blessed to have him on the show. He is also a prolific musician, a prolific composer, producer, and he has let me know that when I come to Los Angeles, I can come and jam with him. He also is quite an accomplished jazz musician as well and plays with some, let's say, triple-scale people in the Los Angeles area. And those of you who are musicians, you know what it takes to get triple-scale people to play with you. So we're welcoming tonight and pleased to have back with us Dr. B. Doc, how are you tonight?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. I'm fired up. You know, I as you may have heard, I wasn't on the air last night, and I was disappointed, so I'm like 10 times as eager tonight to delve into some truth. So I'm very, very happy to have you back with us on this show.
Glad to be back, man. It was fun last time, and a lot of information is coming through at this time, so let's share.
Yes, exactly. Where can we start? We talked last time, for those listeners that didn't get to hear the past show that we did, we talked about parasites, and you really hit the nail on the head with a lot of issues that people have in regard to either improper diagnosis of a disease they might be suffering from, or let's say in terms of the parasite, identifying the parasite, that there are some problems in allopathic medicine that are not properly being addressed. And when people go to the doctor and they take a certain kind of prescription medicine, thinking that they're going to get better, and they might mask the symptoms for a while, but then they end up either getting sicker or just prolonging this illness. And I'd like you maybe to just kind of recap on some of that stuff. We don't have to really camp out on it, you know, for the whole show tonight, but if you feel like doing that, I think it would be appropriate.
Sure. Parasites are creatures that live in or on or off of a creature. They live beside it. In other words, they have a parallel life with the creature, and they use the creature as a host. So in other words, a parasite is something that draws its life force from you, the person, or a dog, or a cat, or anything that's living. These parasites are here basically to eat dead, decaying flesh. If you were to take the entire earth and get rid of all of the structure of the earth, plants, animals, trees, birds, rocks, and stones, and only have parasites, and you went out in space, you would still see the entire shape of the earth, you know, just in parasites. That's how many of them there are. They can't even count the amount of parasites. Most of the parasites have been developing over 2.5 billion years. Now, parasites, their job is to eat. Their job is to procreate. Their job is to find new places to live, shelter, and things that are going to help prolong their life. And they're survivalists. And they do this every single day. So they're very focused in what they do. They don't have the interference factors that many of we have in our lives. You know, we want to watch television. We're watching the news. The gas prices, you know, and what am I going to wear to school? How's my hair look? Their job is to keep marching straight ahead. And these parasites, they get in your body from drinking water, shaking hands, touching light switches in public places, the guardrail at the escalator. You know, they're everywhere in public, and you get them no matter what being on Earth. The thing is that most ancient people, they knew about this particular problem. So every time the seasons changed, they had to change what they ate, because different, you know, fruits and plants and things and like that grew at different seasons, but they would do a parasite cleanse of some sort of cleanse or a fast or eat some special food at that particular time to rid their body or to lower the population of parasites. You may never get rid of all your parasites, but you want the population to be low. Now, the problem is that there's over 2,000 different types of parasites that can live in human beings. Some of them live with us, and we don't know we have them. Some of them are showing us the diseases like cancer. They're showing us diseases like diabetes. I mean, it's not that the person has diabetes. The person may just have the pancreatic fluke worm. If you have a pancreatic fluke worm, you could take all the insulin and even other herbs and things that you want. But if he's in there, you got to know how to bait him out and get him, because he's the one who's regulating the pancreas. Some people have flukes that live in their digestive tract. These are flatworms. These flukes come from eating, you know, a lot of fleshy foods like, you know, meats. You know, I don't have to get into the certain ones, but any type of meat, flesh. And they get into your digestive tract, and they're basically harmless as they sit there until they get a message that a certain organ is not vibrating correctly. Now, just think of the body as an orchestra, and each person playing a certain instrument is an organ. Each person in that orchestra has to play certain notes or vibrate things at a certain frequency to stay in tune with everybody else in the orchestra. Parasites can tell when an orchestra member is not vibrating correctly. He's out of tune. This person is playing the wrong part or playing too slow, or they're just not with it today. The parasites can tell. So when you get to a point where an organ has been affected with something like benzene, benzene is a degreaser. Benzene gets into the thymus gland and drops the T-cell count way down. It causes the thymus not to work correctly. The fluke worms swim through the lymph glands and through the blood system until they find the organ that is not vibrating correctly, which in this case is the thymus. They now drill into the thymus and they set up shop. They make golf carts and golf, you know, they have golf tournaments, they go swimming, they go to work, they come home, they have a whole universe that they set up inside of this organ. So what the heck does the thymus do? It makes T cells. Why are T cells so important? Because T cells are like the commanders of the army of your body's defense system. Mm-hmm. I like to call it a defense system because I don't believe we have an immune system. Because if we had an immune system, we'd be immune to everything. But since we still catch things, we don't have an immune system. And I think that's one of those, you know, changes, give people directions 1% off. You know what I'm saying? If I tell you to go from point A to point B and I just change the directions just a little bit, you'll never really get there. It'll get worse and worse and you'll be lost. So by saying that we have an immune system, that means you can't activate your defense system because you're calling it an immune system. And the body's subconscious is like, what the heck is that? Yeah. You know, we need to activate our defense system. Now, when you have this T cell count down, that means that the commanders of your defense system are out doing some work. Okay? They're out in the field. I mean, there's a, you know, operation going on, you know? And they've got to make sure they're there to oversee the troops.
Yes.
Well, if you have benzene in your thymus gland, the commanders, the ones that overlook the troops in your defense system, they don't go to work. They sleep. In fact, they may just be dead, floating there.
Sounds like 9/11.
You hear? So what happens is this benzene gets in your thymus gland, and now your T cells can't respond to an emergency. And there's emergencies that happen every day that your body needs to respond to. Like a lot of people don't realize that when they eat a piece of flesh, if it's a natural animal, one that was, you know, made in nature, not like a chicken, not like a cow, not like a sheep, because most of these are domesticated, hybridized, or man-made, or crossbred through animal husbandry. And even some plants through, using the same thing, hybridization.
Yes.
Your body doesn't recognize them, so it sends out the commanders of the army to go out and fight this. This is why the blood flow has to go to the stomach when you eat certain foods. I mean, it has to go there anyway, but you get more blood flow in the stomach when your body has to fight something more rigorously. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if there's an antagonizing thing that hits the body, you know, suddenly what happens is these guys go out and start doing some work to try to get rid of this so that this doesn't damage it, you know, the community, which is your body. So basically what we're saying is that if you don't have your T cells working correctly, then you can't defend yourself. Benzene, which is a degreaser, and it's a lot of soap products. That's that thing that cuts grease fast. You know, it cuts grease fast. Well, it's benzene sometimes, and it's such a small amount, you don't have to tell everything that's in your products, because you got this 10%, you know, this is my secret formula. This is my special twist on things. This is why people can't make a Coca-Cola, because there's something in there that you don't know is in there that's causing it to have that special flavor or that special effect or both.
Yeah.
So basically what we're saying is benzene gets in your thymus gland, the fluke worms get in your thymus gland and basically shut it down. They could call it hepatitis, they could call it AIDS, they could call it HIV. You know, you get alcohol in your system. It has a chemical affinity for the liver, and once the liver shuts down for 48 hours to try to deal with this, you know, onslaught of alcohol, you know, you got all kinds of parasites that now can get, you know, they were the chemical factory that the liver is. It also is part of the defense system because it puts it puts certain chemicals in certain places as a barrier to stop some of these parasites. But when the liver shuts down because of alcohol or somebody's wearing some new cologne, and you know this is shutting down the liver because it, you know, it can, because some of these things are so toxic. So what happens is we end up with a situation where we're awakening these parasites from sometimes a deep sleep. But basically the parasites, man, is whipworm, there's Helicobacter pylori, which a lot of people call ulcers, and then there's, you know, Campylobacter. It goes, the list goes on and on and on. And what we should do is go back to what was done traditionally. It's cleanse for the season and get rid of these parasites. So many years ago, I came up with a program called the Total Body Paracleanse Program. And what it is a group of tonics and herbs that go into the body and strengthen the defense system. And it detoxifies certain organs so that they can respond to emergencies more quickly. It's like going in and cleaning out your house. You know, if you're going to do some work in the house, you need to clean it up. If you've got neighbors or friends coming by, you want to clean it up. But sometimes nobody has you don't clean the house up because you feel nobody's coming over. You know what I mean? It just becomes a mess. It gets to this point where after a while you can't hardly live there. Well, our bodies are like that. I mean, basically, we wonder how we got cancer. You know, how do we get hepatitis? How do we get diabetes? It's because the body is toxic. So this particular cleanse goes in, strengthens the defense system, melts the parasites' eggs, kills the parasites, rebuilds the liver, helps you sleep really deep into a REM or REM sleep, because if you're not sleeping deeply, then your body's not healing correctly. So it helps you sleep really deeply. And also, it for women, it works on the hormones, helps to balance the hormones, and rebuild the specialized tissue that is what we call feminine tissue. And the same thing in men, the prostate, you know, and we have something called Timeless Man that comes in the program for men, and they really like it. Some men abuse it because they feel like they're 18 again. And and this cleanse even has a tooth powder in it because, you know, a lot of people don't realize that parasites live in your gums. Some of the eggs, I mean, this is a nice, damp, warm place. I mean, you can taste them in the morning when you wake up, you know, that's parasite juice. But the parasites, you know, they leave a lot of garbage in the body, and this cleanse cleans it all out. And it's a 28-day program.
And, now, if I can interrupt just for a second here.
Please go.
I want to discuss something in terms of allopathic medicine. Now, there are some good doctors out there. Don't get me wrong, folks. This isn't about attacking doctors. But it seems to be more common, more prevalent, that you go to a doctor and the doctor won't even examine you. He'll listen to you describe your symptoms, talk about your aches and pains, and he might ask you a couple of superficial questions like, are you having any trouble sleeping? Which opens the door for him to prescribe a sleep medication. Or are you having weight problems? Or are you having problems eating at all? Or, you know, those general types of questions. And then you'll end up getting a prescription, and you put your whole trust and faith in that type of examination, which is very cursory in a sense, and then or superficial. And then you're taking these medications, and they're adding to the toxicity that you already have. In other words, you haven't addressed the original issue, which you're saying, Dr. B, is possibly a parasitic in nature, and instead of really going at the problem, you're compounding it or causing it maybe to mutate or amplify in some other way, or maybe just branch off in another direction. What are your feelings about that as far as the people that are just taking medications that maybe providing a veiled relief by masking the symptoms, but maybe in the long run causing, let's say, superfluous types of side effects?
Well, I think that, you know, a lot of times people go to the doctor and they want some drugs. I mean, they've seen commercials, people dancing in the hay, you know, swimming, you know, standing around the lake, and, you know, they're on the seesaw together and they're like 85. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. So the person walks to their doctor, and the doctor is basically at the mercy of the person because the person says, hey, I want this new stuff, Sleepaloft 9. Oh, Sleepaloft, I've got to have it. And what's the doctor going to say? No, I don't want to give you that. The doctor wants you to keep coming. He wants to keep you happy. So they give you some Sleepaloft 9. I mean, you don't even know what this stuff does half the time, these commercials. You know, you have no idea. You know, but people are into drugs. They like drugs. they start the children off on drugs now. You see?
Well, then you're talking about addiction, right? I mean,
about addiction.
Yes.
They're predestined. I mean, you know, things like Pedialyte. I mean, people have no idea what the heck this is. If you read the bottle, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. The artificial sweeteners that they know cause cancer are in there. You know what I'm saying? This is for your child. Some of the baby food and some of the what they call formula that we're giving children now, because the child, you don't want the, God forbid, you let the child, you know, suck on the mother's breast and get sustenance. You don't do that. You need a formula. So now this child is able to say things like Chuck E. Cheese. You know what I'm saying? Because the child is being programmed by the same people who make the fast foods. They put chemical messengers in food. You see, and these messengers, they come down and they attack to the receptor sites on every cell. These receptors are they're like little antennas listening for a certain radio station. You know, now we know with epigenetics that the cell is being controlled by its environment. But if the environment of the cell is now laden with drugs, then guess what? The body wants more drugs. Give me more drugs. So when a person comes into the doctor's office, he's like, he's resonating with the vibration. I need some drugs. I wouldn't be here, Doc, naked if I didn't need some drugs. I mean, you take off your clothes naked to get some drugs. And the doctor's going to give you something to cover up the symptoms. I mean, we should all know that now. It doesn't, they don't cure. They haven't cured a pimple. Not, I mean, they have no cure at all. We keep going to them. You know, somebody, you know, somebody sold you a flat screen television for $50 and it didn't work. And you saw them a week later and they come running over to you and say, hey, I got another flat screen. Do you want to buy it? You wouldn't buy it. But we keep running to the doctor because we have this thing where, you know, there's two types of white coat syndrome. One white coat syndrome is, hey, he's a savior on a white horse. The other part is, you go to the doctor, you know he's going to give you needles and, you know, bad news and maybe cut you, so your blood pressure goes up. Your blood pressure is up because your adrenaline is up because you're all pumped up because there's fear. There's fear the minute you walk in. Look at the lighting. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you don't even know the language these people speak. I mean, they're speaking a dead language, an old Latin or something. Nobody speaks that. Nobody but your lawyer. Nobody but your, you know, in your, you know, pharmacist and your doctor. I don't even know if your doctor speaks it good because you can't read what he wrote anyway. You know, they change one letter and give the person the wrong thing and kill them. Oh, he died. Oh, well, you know. I mean, and they don't even send flowers, you know what I mean, to your funeral. But you can't blame them because they're trying to survive. Doctors are doing the best they know how based on their training. And the drug company is the one that helped put them through school a lot of times. So their allegiance and their training and all of the documentation they get is from them. So you come in, they're going to give you what they know best. Here's the problem. You know yourself better than this doctor could ever know you. You know how you feel. You know you ate something, and after you ate something or after you did something, you didn't feel good after that. All you got to do is retrace your steps a lot of times, but because we have so much interference. We can't think. We can't feel ourselves. Very seldom do we take our shoes off and walk on the ground, on the actual dirt. I mean, we have a concrete block that we call a foundation that most of our buildings are on. This is limestone. Limestone is going to suck the electrical energy out of you. If you put a battery, a car battery, what happens, man, when you put a car battery on concrete? You know, what do you got?
A day at the most. Charge, yeah.
You see?
Yeah, you get a... Yeah, there's a reaction that takes place.
It's a reaction that takes place.
Yeah. Which is one reason why I love camping and getting out in nature and grounding myself with the earth. You definitely... And anyone who walks across a lawn, a well-maintained lawn, or a field out in the country, if you can do that barefoot without cutting your feet, you will be energized from that experience.
Exactly.
Even a dirt road will do it.
So these things are things that energize us. that we have to get back to, you know. We have to walk out in nature. We have to breathe, you know, fresh air. Go out in the mountains and go for a ride. You know, go by the ocean. This is where the air is ionized, you see. Because the things that bring your vibration down, the things that make you less successful, the things that cause you interference are the things that make the parasites able to live. The parasite needs you to be poisoned with drugs. They need you to eat the worst food. The parasites love for you to have an argument, because when you have an argument, your body's vibration, the whole orchestra begins to play out of time. Because the orchestra that is you is very, very, it's a very fine-tuned machine if you give it the right musicians, which is the right food. If you have the right...
No, I lost Dr. B there. I don't know if I'm still on the air or we still have Dr. B on the phone. Can I get any indication from Seth as to where Dr. B... Oh, is Dr. B with us? I lost his audio totally. I'm not hearing him. Okay. Well, hang with us, folks. Dr. B was on a roll, and he disappeared. So maybe the parasites were coming after him. I hope he didn't hear that. That's just a joke. Anyway, this is very educational and very inspiring because we talk about these things on this show many times with other guests. We talk about fortifying the body and taking a new attitude about exercise and strengthening ourselves from within. And what he's talking about is really coming to your own personal awareness or realization that if something is wrong, that there's a cause behind it, and it's not necessarily masking the symptoms that's going to be the actual, let's say, solution to the problem. In the meantime, while we're waiting to get reconnected with Dr. B, maybe what we'll do here is take a short pause for the cause and bring you a couple of messages from some of our sponsors here at Evident Footprints and BBSRadio.com. We will be back in a moment, so don't go away.
The Idaho Observer, a monthly 24-page newspaper in its ninth year of addressing issues that affect all freedom-loving Americans, is one of the few remaining newspapers courageous enough to print the truth. Concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you? Subscribe today. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues, the Idaho Observer prints what you need to know to be a fully informed American. Go to Idaho-Observer.com or call 208-255-2307.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Thank you.
right, and we're back with the second portion of our number one. This will be a two-hour show tonight, and we had a little bit of technical difficulty. We lost our guest, Dr. B, but we got him back on the line. Dr. B, welcome back to the show. Evidently, you ticked off some of those parasites.
Yeah, they get mad, you know.
All right, well, yeah, and they attack cell phones too, don't they?
That's yeah, they do.
You know, in your absence for that couple of minutes there, I was thinking about what you had said right at the top of the hour when we were discussing the issue of vibration. And vibration is so important in everything that holds the universe together and everything that makes the universe tick. And so it makes absolutely perfect sense what you're saying. One can just contemplate on that and think about how they feel when they listen to music, how they feel when they listen to negative news that creates fear. And I'm not talking about, let's say, studying and discerning what's going on with what governments do or what the media does, but more trusting our inner feelings and being able to transcend that by not being afraid of it. So fear plays a very big role. They play the ads for these pharmaceutical drugs that you've been talking about, always prefacing a statement with the comment, when you have a headache, as if you should expect to get one. You know, anticipate it is coming because we just gave you the suggestion. You just didn't realize it. You weren't conscious of that. You weren't aware of that. And so you will get a headache. So when you do, have our product in your medicine cabinet. You know, it's that type of language that's couched in these phrases that we just assume are normal because we hear them every time we see a commercial. That's if we're watching television. The first thing to do would be to turn the television off. But that, with a lot of people, that's not going to happen. They have to have their addictive fix of the boob tube also. Any comments about that? And, you know, we lost you in midstream there, so you were making a statement about, you know, all of this in general, in terms of doctors and the parasites and the medications. So I turn it back over to you.
So once we understand that the body is like a song, it has all these different components and different instruments that make it up. You know, if you listen to a song that doesn't sound good, you don't spend time with it. If the musicians don't tune up, you know, they don't sound good. To be in harmony, we have to always tune up. You know, this is attunement or atonement. This is when you take a break and you have to say, okay, I forgive myself. You have to say, I forgive my parents and others for imperfections. And you have to stand on the ground and now also discharge all the stuff you've picked up. All the, you know, we pick up stuff. You know, just by living, we pick up, you know, it's like dust, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We pick it up energetically, and we definitely pick it up, you know, in our digestive tract and in our cells. You know, it's stored in different parts of the liver. It's stored in fat cells. This is stuff from food, old ideas. We even have stuff in our houses that we need to get rid of. We hold on to a lot of stuff. So by standing on the ground, putting your feet on the ground sometimes, doing a cleanse and starting to re-energize your body's cleansing cycle itself, because your body has a cleansing cycle, but it's out of sync because somebody in the band is not, you know, playing the right notes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've eaten something that is not good, or you've drank something that wasn't good, or you went to the doctor and he gave you some drugs to kill the pain, but the pain caused inflammation, and the inflammation caused more pain, and that pain caused more inflammation, which caused cancer at some point. You see, this is easy to trace. It's not. You see, these things are inorganic that they give us. Inorganic cannot be put into something that's organic. It doesn't work. How can you give me an organic being something inorganic and say it's going to make me feel better? What it's going to do is it's going to turn off my sensitivity. It blinds me. It causes interference. I can't hear my body talking right now. So, you know, let's say you got an elbow that's really in pain. You go to the doctor. He says, I think you got a little bit of arthritis there, and you play tennis, right? Yeah, and I think we call that tennis elbow. Okay, cool. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you some drugs. You won't feel your elbow. So you go back out and you play tennis, right? And you play better than you've played in years, and you play longer. But you don't realize that now you could be rubbing bone to bone or causing more inflammation because you don't feel the messenger. See, because we're constantly killing the messenger. You know, we say, we want the messenger to come. We want him to come. When will the messenger come? The messenger comes and you don't hear him because the messenger is your gut telling you, you don't need to go to the doctor. Just drink some water and lemon and just rest. Take a colon cleanse. Go. You haven't been to the bathroom in like 2 days. You see? Take a break. Don't watch any television. You've been watching this news thing every single day. You're hooked on it. Take a break.
Mm-hmm.
Take off your shoes. You know, go take off all your clothes, even better. Some of you can do this. And go outside and lay in the sun or in the moonlight under the stars, naked, totally. You wouldn't believe how this would energize you. And your body would say, hey, I'm home again. Because sometimes your body doesn't even realize you're at home. You're in a foreign place. Everything is foreign because we take in so many things that keep us out of tune. So we can't even atone. We can't tune up. We can't all get on the same note. You know what I'm saying? And then when we get on the same note, we think we're on the right note, but we're on A440, and somebody says, hey, this is what we should be tuning to. Well, who decided on that note?
Mm-hmm.
When did they decide to tune up to this note? And what does this particular tuning do to your organic self?
That's interesting like, you should bring that up, Doc. I had that very discussion with someone today in regard to healing and the sacred frequencies as opposed to 440. And you know, I grew up tuning my perfect pitch to 440. Once I started tuning it to some other frequencies, which are based upon sacred numbers, it's amazing that it's a turnoff to go back to 440. It's a down, if that's a way to describe it. It's depressing, and it feels very controlling. And I wanted to make one quick comment here regarding inflammation. Inflammation would also be a better or a preferred breeding ground for these parasites that you're talking about, too. Wouldn't that be true?
It's interesting how inflammation works, too, man, because a lot of people, they have a trauma. They hurt themselves. So the body's response is to make it inflamed so that you don't use it so much. It's like a cast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's swollen. Bring water there and lymph and more blood, and then it gets hot. There's healing going on here.
Yeah.
So now you don't use that particular part of your body so much. You kind of protect it and rest it.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is, if you don't have enough enzymes in your body, the body puts these markers where the inflammation is, and the enzymes are supposed to eat the markers away when there's no more trauma. If you don't have enough enzymes in your body, even though you don't have the trauma anymore, you still have the inflammation markers that says we still have trauma. So there's a switch that's on that's not off. Inflammation. It's very simple. People don't eat enough enzymes, living foods. They eat a lot of inorganic foods. These inorganic things can't give the body the right signal to do its job.
Yes.
I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing we're alive, man. It's incredibly, it's phenomenal that we're still alive after what we've done. You see, we stay alive based on sheer will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because some of these things, you're actually, most people are dead. They don't even know they're dead. They think they're alive. But they're dead because they can't hear. They can't see. They can't think. They got to wait for somebody to ring the bell. It's time to eat. Time to go to work. You know, loans are hard to get. People are losing their houses. There's nothing you're going to be able to do. You know, I can't eat anything because I have to eat sugar first. People can't even make a decision until they eat some sugar sometime. They got to get peppermints before they decide what they're going to eat. I mean, if you just ate the mint, this would be great. But people got to have the candy. They got to have the sugar, the drug. Why?
Yeah.
Because they're tuned to frequencies which... let's do a little test here.
Okay.
440, which is the frequency that we've been using.
Mm-hmm.
If you add up 440, you come with 8.
Yes.
Eight is kind of like just imagine an 8 is the vibration that you can use to build or destroy.
Mm-hmm.
Forward or back. You can use it for both. Now, can you give me one of your sacred frequencies that you like to tune to?
Well, one I tune to several, but one I tune to regularly is 528, which is the frequency of love.
So 5 plus 2 is what?
7.
Plus 8?
Is 15.
1 plus 5 is what?
6.
6. 6 is balance. 6 is saying that we're in a state of harmony.
Mm-hmm.
Like when
now,
I play
interesting,
on the...
I was going to say, what's interesting about that is if you go an octave below that frequency or an octave above, there are threes on both sides of the 6. So the harmonics also play a role in that tuning frequency. But go ahead and say what you were going to say.
So this number system, this mathematics, because some people say, well, God is mathematics and mathematics is God. This number system is what tunes us in and points the way for us to, how should I say, be led through the proper path, like the pathway. You know, you need to know how to get somewhere. You know, a lot of times people can't even use a map anymore. People don't even know how, they don't even know how to find north on a map. You know, you need a computer on your dashboard talking to you. Please turn left at the next line. Please turn left at the next line. Some of them have the nerve to have a little accent, too. You know what I mean? Please, and they get upset when, you know, you're going to have to turn around. You have missed the off-ramp. Please turn around and go back. I mean, wait a minute. You're taking me so far out the loop. I don't have to think. I don't even have to be me anymore. You know what I mean?
It's funny you mention that. I used to do a comedy bit, just a short little bit, where I talked about the first Toyota talking cars that said fuel low, okay? Which was saying your fuel is low. It would say fuel low. You stop for gas now, okay? Now you run out of gas, and then the car starts talking back to you. I told you 5 miles back, stop for gas. Why you no stop? Now you have to walk, you know. But just another way to look at the same thing you're describing.
But it's interesting how we're taking our lives and we're just giving them away. We don't know anything. We don't even want to know. We don't know ourselves. I mean, people want to know, well, who are you going to vote for? I'm going to vote for me first. I'm voting for me. Then I'm going to vote for my family. You see? This is how it works. Then I'm going to vote for my community. You've got to vote for yourself. Give yourself the best fuel if you want the best performance. Listen to the best programming. Read the best books. Don't read the book that is the number one bestseller, because these books are number one bestsellers before they come out. The book isn't even out yet. It's a number one bestseller. They tell you which movie's going to win before the weekend is up. The first weekend of the new movie is even, I mean, you're telling me. See, this kind of suggestion, you know, constantly suggesting to people what to do and using a authority figure to do it gets us into a place where we're under control. It's hypnotism.
Oh, yes.
Most
now, if I can make a comment about the number 8, which we deduced from the frequency of 440 hertz, you're adding the 4 and the 4, you get an 8. turn that 8 on its side, 90 degrees in either direction, and what do you have?
Infinity.
You have an infinity sign, and that number, metaphysically, in terms of those who are who made the decision that they were going to create this international tuning standard of 440 hertz, decided that the number, which also represents material wealth or material abundance, was going to have us become good worker bees for infinity by using that number, 8. Okay, so we have two messages within that number. The concept of material abundance, but who is that for? We're taxed to death. So obviously it's who's ever collecting the taxes, who's ever collecting the usury fees on our credit system. Whoever is stealing the wealth of the country is focusing on their wealth, and it's our ignorance about what the number actually means that gets us in the trouble we're in, you see? So what we're also trying to do using these new frequencies, and I could give you, I could rattle off all of them, they'll all add up to 3s, 6s, or 9s. And so 3 is a very important number within that formula. But what they do is they put us in line with universal law, God's laws, the Creator's laws, the Creator's universe. And we synchronize our frequency with the natural frequencies, not the artificial frequencies. And think about the fact that the music tuned in 440 hertz causes people to go to war and to give up their lives or to kill others. It causes, it can cause large groups of people to riot and again cause havoc and destruction and chaos. And so even though there's a structure to that, also it's a very structured frequency. It is frequency control to the max, to infinity, in fact. So that's my metaphysical perspective from a musical standpoint. And you know, you're free to comment on that, but I thought I would point that out because you astutely pointed out that issue of 440 hertz, which I had a discussion about for about an hour this evening.
Well, you know, it's interesting that that theta, see, it's the eta. It's the
mm-hmm.
8. Theta is the 8, the theta waves. These waves are present when we're in some types of sleep or some types of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So what you've done is you've put me in a sleep or meditation where I'm open, and then you drop the pill in.
Mm-hmm.
And the pill contains the program that's going to dictate my reactions. See, and they're reactions because you've been trained since a child to act and act again. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So now, while we're in this deep sleep, we're tuned to this frequency. They can put anything in because you're in a state of sleep.
Yes.
You know, so the 8, which is also theta, which is also H in the alphabet, it's a bridge.
Yes. Yes.
The eta is a bridge. If you look at an H, it's a bridge. And it's a bridge from one place to another. See, when you're in meditation, you're going from the place that you were to the place that you are.
Yes.
And when you're in certain forms of sleep, you've left one place and you've gone to another place. It's a bridge. Now, what's real interesting here is that when I begin to listen to music that is not tuned to 440,
mm-hmm.
especially a lot of the Eastern music, music of African music, indigenous music all over the world, actually.
Yes.
You still can go in and out of a theta state, but the program that is dropped is not regimented. It is not frequency controlled. It
mm-hmm.
flips. It moves. It breathes. It's organic. It's like the sun. The sun is never in the sky the same amount of time. The moon has never been in the same position ever. No star ever twinkles the same way. There's no two snowflakes, no two blades of grass that are the same. So this this regiment thing where, you know, commercials come at a certain time. The commercial gets loud. They begin to sell something. There's certain types of music that pulls you in. Now they use oldies, because they use a lot of oldies in these commercials, because that takes you to a certain state. See, these are altered states. Now you're in this state. You're not in the state you were in. You know, let's say you were in Louisiana. You know, you walk across the line, you're in Texas. You're in another state. The only thing that divides you is this line, this imaginary line that somebody told you about. You see? So these different states are created. These are states being created through food, through smell. I mean, you go to the mall and you smell Mrs. Gucci's cookies. Oh my God! I ought to have one! Mrs. Gucci's! You get the Mrs. Gucci's, you get the cookie and smell the cookie and it has no smell at all. Where is that smell coming from? They're using essential oils. They use them in the mall right around Christmas time to get you happy. They got cinnamon. It makes you feel so full and so cheerful, and it makes you want to eat, but you're full, but you want to eat. You see? They also put pine in the air, because pine, it says everything is clean, and when everything is clean, I want to spend money. And everything here is new and fresh. I feel so cheery.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And then you listen to these Christmas songs. I mean,
and vanilla.
Really
vanilla does that, too. It makes you spend money. They've done studies with vanilla. Yeah.
I still can't get the Christmas songs out of my head. They're on automatic. You see? There's a lot of things on automatic. I mean, you walk in the grocery store. They've got essential oils they're using in especially certain stores, you know, in the foods, to smell a certain way, because your smell is your oldest sense. That one goes all the way back. I mean, you smell a little lavender oil, and your entire body goes into a healing mode, because it says, hey, everything's okay. We're in a lavender field. We can all relax. Everything's okay. And your cells go into cell mitosis. It's called love mode or growth mode. You know? You smell something that smells terrible, you go into protection mode. The same thing if you hear something good or if you hear something disagreeable. Your cells can only do one thing at a time. They're either going to move towards growth, or they're going to move towards protection. If your cells are in the protection mode, blood flow leaves the defense system and goes to the muscles. Fight or flight. It's time to run. Something is happening. You could be just sitting watching television and a bear's on television. Your body says, oh my God, it's a bear. We got to run. Adrenaline is being pumped. Cortisol is being pumped. But guess what? You don't run, because your conscious mind says, it's just a bear on television. Your subconscious says, this is crazy. We got to get out of here. So after seeing this day in and day out and flipping people off on the freeway and being cursed out and having to punch the clock and all of these things that are interfering with your true life's purpose, because most people are not doing what they really want to do. Most people don't have a radio program like you and, you know, great jazz musician like you and a great record collection like you. People don't even have records.
Okay, Doc, I'm going to interrupt for a second. Hold that thought, please. We're going to take a short break at the end of the first hour here, and we'll be right back with Evident Footprints. Don't go away. Second hour with Dr. B is coming right up. Back with our second hour, still on the West Coast. It's August 19th, hour number two, with a fascinating interview with a fascinating man. He's got a background that goes mile after mile, and I can associate with many of these things we're talking about tonight with Dr. B. Doc, I interrupted you right there in the middle of your flow, and we had to do that because of the time. Of course, I'd like you to pick up, and I'd like to give our listening audience an example of some of your original music that actually uses some of these frequencies. And I picked out a song before the show tonight, and I think it really applies to what we're talking about. So please continue, and then if I can indulge our audience for a few minutes, I'd like to share some of your music also.
Well, once the body is receiving organic messages, real messages, things like truth, you know, things like love, harmony, peace, once the body is eating foods that are organic, foods that have been grown in the soil, foods that have not been tampered with, once the body begins to breathe air that's fresh and it's negatively charged, once we feel that we are in love and that we are love and that we have the power to co-create each second, once we understand that the past is gone and you can't bring it back, you know, you can bring a memory, a piece of it. You have to remember, but you can't actually bring it back. Only a filtered old memory that will haunt you, because even though it's not happening, the cells don't know it's happening because you keep bringing that into the now. You know, now is one. That's when you win in the moment. That's the gift. You know, this is what you get, the present, the gift. You know, Christmas time, these gifts that you're getting, most of them you don't really want. You just heard that you want them. Somebody told you had to have them. You know, you got this new television. I mean, it's going to be 6 months before you need the new television. You know, you got to keep buying. You got to be a slave. But you don't have to. But these messages are telling you this. These are all programs. So what we say is, number one, let's make it simple. Cleanse your body. When you cleanse your body, take 28 days at least to have a grace period between you and the foods you've been eating. And go, you know, just for this particular time, you're going to have a vegetable and fruit basically based diet. You know what I'm saying? For this 28 days.
Mm-hmm.
You're also going to take a diet from things like certain programming on television, certain radio programs, and you'll know which ones you need to get rid of. You also take a diet or a grace from some friendships, some of the languaging, you know, because a lot of people don't realize that, you know, you speak yourself into whatever state you're in. You know, you meet people a lot of times, man, and, you know, the first thing they do is start telling their story. I mean, every time you see a certain person, you know, oh, boy, here they come. How you doing? Oh, I'm not doing too good. You know, you heard about such and such, and you can hear the sound of it. Yeah. They're crashing. They'll bring you down with them. Then you talk to somebody else. How are you doing? Oh, I'm doing great. I'm enjoying this moment. How are you? You hear the tone. It's more, you know, it's more uplifting. You know what I'm saying? Instead of going down, you wouldn't go to a concert and just hear sad songs for every night of the week. You couldn't do it. You'd be through. You gotta, even the blues artists have some songs that are uplifting.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what we have to do is get control of our lives again. And once you get rid of parasites, once you get rid of yeast, because these are creatures that actually control your thoughts, they control your emotions, they can control your choices. You see? And then there's these parasites that are programs that are locked in your head. You know what's interesting? It's birthday time, right?
Yeah.
Here you are. It's your 10th birthday. They got a cake. If you look up cake in the dictionary and you follow the etymology, you're going to end up at powder or flour. And it's going to tell you that the flour is the flower, and basically the flour has to do with the flowing of something, and it gets to you to a point where you realize this is the feminine aspect. This is the flower. This is the feminine part of the human body. It's called the flower of life. Okay? The flower of life. Now, this cake, basically, now, as you understand, is like the womb. It's like the place where there's new life. You get another chance. This is your birthday. It's like going symbolically going back to the womb again and being reborn on your birthday. Then they put something called frosting or icing on the cake. Why would you do this? See, if it's frosting or icing, then it's going to begin to melt above 32 degrees because it's frosting. You don't want people to wake up. You're only going to give them a small piece of knowledge. You only give them 32 degrees of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You don't give them 33, 34, 35. You don't let a person climb that high because if they do, they're going to peep out the box and see, oh, my God, I've been in a box all my life. So this child who is having this birthday, we're going to frost the cake, which is the feminine, and we're going to stick candles, which are basically like penises, and we're raping the frozen womb. Then we're going to light it. This is called the candle. Ka-nda-el. Basically, that says ka, which is spirit. Ndel. El is God. You light the candle, which is the false god. And this candle is the light of the world for you. Because if you attend this, 10 candles lit. And guess what? They say make a wish. And if you follow the etymology of the word wish, you end up at won't. It's not going to happen without you actually doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get up and do the work. But close your eyes and make a wish. And don't tell anybody, because if you tell somebody, they might make the wish into something that actually happens. So you're not supposed to tell anybody what you wish for. You close your eyes, and you blow out the candles. Well, guess what's going on here? It's a ritual. How do you know it's a ritual? Well, you're a musician. There was a song. What was the song? What were the notes? What was the feeling you got from the notes? Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. You know drum? You hear the war. This is war. We're either going to or coming from a war.
Mm-hmm.
This is a death march. You see, so
it's got sort of a dark spiritual connotation to it when you think of it in the context that you just presented it to.
Exactly.
Now, while you were talking about cake, I quick opened up my computer dictionary, and I like to share some of the nouns and the verbs that come up with that because it's described as a noun and a verb. Cake, bar, block, brick, slab, tablet, lump. Those are the nouns my computer's dictionary presented to me. The verbs, coat, encrust, plaster, cover, clot, congeal, coagulate, solidify, set. it's pretty dark.
You hear it?
Yeah.
It even mentions clotting in there.
Yes.
You see?
Everything this, contrary to what you've been talking about.
Exactly. This is it's really strange how they do words, man. And there is a program in these words, in this English anglage. English anglage.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's an anglage. It's not, you know, you're not giving, I can't even convey. I mean, come on, it's got more sounds than letters. I don't know what a person means. I have no idea. There's too many ways to say the same thing, and I don't know where a person's heart is. So what I have to do is stay in my place and be in the moment and have nothing but love and listen carefully to the person's heart. You're going to have to go past a person's words today because most people are confused. They're not receiving the truth. They don't know the truth. You see, when you're confused, you're not facing the truth. You got all these choices, and you know which one is the right one if you would just be quiet for a minute. But people are confused because they need you, the salesman, to tell them what to do. They're used to being told what to do. The sheep herder comes out. You know, I was watching this guy one day, and he gets out of his truck, and the sheep's around, you know, and the little dog's out barking. And he raises his staff, and 95% of the sheep all go and just get in the truck, just by the farmer raising his staff. 5% of the sheep won't get in the truck. So they send fear out, the dog. And the dog barks and snips at them until they finally get in the truck. What is this automatic programming where this animal, which you thought was a wild animal, but we now know it's not a wild animal because he couldn't be a wild animal and be doing what man says to do. You see? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't do it. I mean, natural animals have natural orders and natural law. They call it all law. The law of the all. If a bunch of birds fly south and one of them decides to stay, he's going to die because he's not following the laws of the universe. This is part of our problem. We're not following the laws of the universe. See, I'm going to break it all the way down for you, and I'm sure you know. See, Don, you know, you're an expert. But some people, once they see this picture, it may answer a lot of questions. There is a 26,000-year cycle where we move close to the center of the galaxy, and we move away from the center of the galaxy. It takes 26 to 24,000 years. The reason why it's loose like that, the numbers aren't exact, because nature is never exact. You need these fine movements in between to make things different each day.
Mm-hmm.
So this particular calendar says that when we're close to the center of the galaxy, we're able to build pyramids, do miraculous things. If you look back in time, just go back, say, 17,000 years ago. Just go back. All this stuff was happening. Then when we begin to move away from the center of the galaxy, which let's call the center of the galaxy a radio station, as you move outside the perimeter or of the radius of that station's signal, once you start moving to a certain point, the station gets distant. The message is not clear. You get static or interference. So when you get way far away from the center of the galaxy, the only people who can still hear the message from the center of the galaxy are those who are finely tuned and awake. These people are the messengers. They're the prophets that came. All the prophets and messengers came at this 6,000-year period that is at the farthest point away from the center of the galaxy. When we're, just imagine, we're leaning away from the center of the galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Most people go to sleep. They call it the fall of man, the dark time. They call it asleep. Now, you can look this up, you know, you can look at the sidereal day, also we can look at the precession of the equinoxes, the great day. There's many ways to find this calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see when you're at that 6,000-year dark period, all of this stuff is made. All of these laws are made. All of the men take over. It's about men. You know, we heard a sound outside. Let's go kill everything. You know what I'm saying? To protect the family. Just, you don't know what it was, but it didn't sound good. Kill them. You know, we think they might have weapons. We'll kill them. You know what I'm saying? Kill everybody. And then we'll see what's left. We got to protect ourselves.
Well, that was the wisdom within the Mayan calendar. The
exactly.
Fact that they knew that these laws actually exist.
Exactly. So now we're at this point.
Yeah.
Well, we're no longer in the 6,000-year rule of what we call the devil. You see? They call it the devil. It just means a time that you could easily do evil. People can easily do evil because it's dark. The message from the radio station is not clear. Most people can't even hear it. Only 5% of the people are still going to hear the original message because they're tuned in. They tune their instruments up a lot. They change their strings. They buy new reeds. You know what I'm saying? They take the keyboard to the shop and get it, you know. You have to tune your instrument. They do, you know, we're talking about the people who were fasting, people who were cleansing, people who knew that herbs were for the healing of the nations.
Yes.
People that, you know, they loved themselves. They took care of themselves. They voted for themselves. They didn't wait for some speaker to tell them what to do.
Mm-hmm. And that that period that you're talking about, which would be 3,000 years, the furthest away from the antenna, or the radio station, as you called it, and the 3,000 years of retrograde inversion coming back,
Yes.
That is where, that is the point where the word evil becomes spelled forward and becomes live.
Live. So that's where we are. We're out of this period, actually. We've moved away from it. But it's like, you know, it's like you've been out in war, and you just come crawling home with all these wounds and things from the war. You're not in the war anymore. Who's going to help you heal from the war? The women. Because the women are the ones that are the nurturers. These are the true nurses. They're going to help you with your wounds and help you realize that the world is still good. And we're going to make you feel much better, help you relax, help you rebuild yourself, help you forget about some of that terribleness that you saw. Now people come from war. The women are out at the club. The women are pole dancing. The women are eating so much sugar. They're eating, drinking so many Diet Cokes or diet sodas, period, with aspartame in it. You know, things like that that just scrambles your brain and your eggs. They call your brain, you know, like they say, this is your brain. This is your brain on eggs. That needs to be the commercial. This is your brain. This is your brain on eggs. You know what I mean? Because the eggs, yeah. Even the eggs are not natural.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing well, that we're eating in the mainstream food supply is natural. So you can't help somebody. You can't be the healer unless you cleanse, unless you rebuild. So now that we're in this time period where we're out of the war, the feminine energy takes over. It's a matriarchal time again. You see, we knew with, you know, with the Venus transit that started in 2004 and comes again in 2012. This is our feminine energy. This is the nurturing, healing energy. And men have to begin to realize their feminine side.
And it's been about 13 years since the male species on this planet stole that matriarchal power from women and repressed women. Wouldn't you say it's been about half that 26,000-year period that you're speaking of?
That's right. And if using this calendar, you can see where everything happened at.
Yes.
And why it happened.
And so that would be 5,000 years prior to and coming back. Now, I think it's going to shift much more rapidly. I think this awakening is going to take place because we will have completed a complete cycle. And so at that point we will achieve a balance. So ladies, that's what's, and men, ladies and gentlemen, that's what's in store. You can see that aspect of our duality, the yin and the yang of human existence has been thrown out of balance, and the males have been predominant. And you see, even though it has been used to the advantage of the controllers to bring the women into the workforce as if it was bringing some dignity, their concern was just doubling the material wealth and destroying the family. But we are on both sides, male and female, coming to an awareness that is counterproductive to what is natural in the universe. And that is what will prevail.
It's inorganic. It's not natural.
Yes.
So we, at this time, we can awaken really quickly just by saying, I am awake. And take a break. Take a grace. Do some tuning up. Tune your system. Atone. I mean, we have to first look back and say, well, this wasn't my fault. This happens because of the amount of light, the angle of light, and how far light has to travel to reach me. Light is information.
Yes.
It takes a longer time at that point that we've been at for that 6,000 period, year period.
Yes.
So we are now being enlightened, but we also have to be endarkened. See, enlightenment only gives you half of it. Mm-hmm. What about endarkenment? Everything comes from darkness. You need the yin, you need the yang. You need the up, you need the down. You need the male, you need the female. You need the black, you need the white. You need everything and everything in between. So we sit and cry about how bad things are, but we don't realize that this is sharpening us. These experiences are teaching us something. because we are the leaders of the new school. It's going to be tough to teach this message at a time when most people are tuned in to the television. They're drinking off the nipple of Uncle whoever, Uncle Sam, or the CIA, or whoever we think that is running our lives, when actually most of them are basically out of control at this point, too. I mean, there's like nobody in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
And most of the messages that we're getting are fractured.
Yes.
See, so we have to tune in to ourselves. To do that, you take a break. Go on vacation and really vacate.
Yeah, taking a cue from what you just said, I'd like to share some of your music. And I had mentioned this in the first hour. I picked a song that I thought would sort of shake up the energy. If folks would listen to this and try to just receive the message that's in this. There are a lot of really great sounds that's going to move your energy in a positive direction. And with your permission, Doc, I picked Fountain of Youth.
Oh, yes.
And I would like to share that with the listening audience. So you're listening to the music now of Dr. B. Sirius, and this is called Fountain of Youth. And we'll be right back. So don't go away now. This is not a commercial. This is part of tonight's message. Thank you. And that's from Dr. B's Keys to the Inner Sanctum 1 and Fountain of Youth. Doc, I got to tell you, you know, I'm listening with headphones, and this takes me from one place to another and constantly giving me the chills. And I feel how you're moving the energies and causing one to become, this is my experience, recentered or focused in a way, and yet expanding at the same time. And I'm, you know, being a musician and an engineer, I'm listening to your careful and studious selection of sounds, and I recognize many of the sounds, the sound of a Wurlitzer electric piano, which you're using as a true percussion instrument, and the wind chimes and the sound of the running water in the background, like it's in a brook, very light and airy, and African drums. Is that a djembe, I think it's called? The deep?
Well, actually, a lot of that is udus. Udu.
Oh, pots. Okay. Okay. Similar.
We use a lot of udu, you know, mm-hmm. from Nigeria. It's basically a clay pot. And you are actually compressing air into the hole by hitting it, and it resonates inside. And, you know, we have different udu pots tuned to different frequencies, which none of those frequencies are exactly on the money for what we call commercial music. Even though that piano, the mm-hmm. piano is tuned to 440, but most mm-hmm. of the things around it are stretching the sound away from 440.
Mm-hmm. Well, even the vibrato or the tremolo effect that the Wurlitzer has
exactly.
within its electronic capability of sound motion pulls the frequency below and above 440. So it's really never t- totally centered on 440 in that respect, you know. So it works. It's a really nice piece. Very nice.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you like it. And, you know, we do music. It's, you know, it's another way of giving people the nutrition, because I'm a nutritionist. And
mm-hmm.
I, you know, I look at giving people herbs and things like that, but sometimes they don't take them. But they will take music. You know, you listen to music, it can vibrate some of the same frequencies that the herbs do and cause a healing on a vibrational level. So it's vibrational healing. It's one of the oldest ways to heal. It's through song and vibration. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, things like drums and things like that. I mean, these are instruments that we use for language. You know, they send messages long distance. So this is like the old-fashioned telephone,
mm-hmm.
you know. And we're able to zone in on frequencies that uplift the natural selection of thought. See,
mm-hmm.
people aren't selecting. They're not going over to the jukebox and selecting the song they want. They're selecting the song that is most popular. The things that we need are not the most popular. They may not taste the best. They may not feel the best at first, because the things that we need are going to pull us out of our comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
We've received so much interference that we've become desensitized to the things that are important to us. So when comes time to make a choice, we make a choice based on the wave of energy that's been given to us by the sheep herder. He's decided it's time to get in the truck. He's decided it's time to be in fear.
Isn't it every aspect of our life? I mean, we accept what has been presented to us without really questioning whether or not it's going to help us or harm us. In fact, that's the word I was searching for. When you were speaking about language before, sometime this evening, that word, I was thinking about harmony. Okay? Harmony is a positive thing. Yet when you take the first syllable of the word harmony, harm, it speaks the opposite of what harmony does. Isn't that interesting how our language has all these double meanings couched within words?
Exactly. And I wonder if we look at the roots of the word harmony, we may find out we shouldn't even be using this word.
Yeah.
And that'd be a good one for you, man.
Yeah, well, I should probably do that. That was one of those flashes that I got, because I was focusing on harmony. I had, as I had alluded to at the top of the first hour, I had a conversation with a lady who's writing a book about the healing power of water, and she wanted to discuss these sacred frequencies, and I said I can tell you that this is something that I understand because of my musical background, my education, my experience, and my total devotion to understanding what makes music what it is, and how I can affect that in a positive way. And so I went into a rather metaphysical explanation of what's going on with these sacred frequencies. By the time we were done, I had the feeling that she felt empowered by and encouraged to go forward with the work, but she felt that I was going to play a critical role in the theory behind it. In other words, explaining how water can be used as a method of both storing and delivering this, or transmitting these frequencies, and that you could put this music into water and cause someone to drink the water and take on the frequencies that way. It's, why not? It's possible. Everything is moving through the ether, is it not? As it is. We had a very, very uplifting conversation, and when I concluded that conversation, maybe 1 or 2 minutes later, that flowed through me, that harmony is important, but consider that the first syllable in the word harmony is the word harm. So that was the word I was trying to remember when you brought up the issue of language. But your music brought me back to that. And now, just for the listener wondering why you would call that Fountain of Youth, obviously there's the sound of a fountain or running water there. It's very soothing. It's very healing. What was your motivation? What inspired you to compose the piece the way you did? I think that would mean something to the listener.
The song is actually called Fountain of Truth.
Oh, how did I get Fountain of Youth?
Freud is hanging out again. The CD, for those who'd like to search it out, because there's a whole story here, our group is called Urban Shaman, and it's spelled H-E-R-B-A-N, Shaman, S-H-A-M-E-N, so that's Urban Shaman, H-E-R-B-A-N, Shaman, S-H-A-M-E-N. And it's Dr. B. Sirius and Akadama. That's my partner. He's a biochemist, and he's a percussionist also. And we both are, you know, into natural healing. And we put this project together, which is called Keys to the Inner Sanctum, as a starting point on a path that would take us back to source. Because this is what we're always attempting to do, is get back to source material, get back to truth, to get back home. So the songs on the album are Breathe. First, the first thing you have to do to change your life is begin to breathe again, which takes you into a place of meditation. And when you start controlling your breathing, you begin to control all your body functions. The second song is Convergence. Once you begin to breathe, you can start pulling things together. You can converge things and start deciding what you want to keep and what you want to get rid of out of your life. The third song is Fountain of Truth. Once you have converged, you've had a meeting of your true self, then at that point, you begin to flow with the fountain of truth, the waters. Like you said, there's messages in water. You know, you can hold that water in your right hand and just think any thought, and the water begins to take on the vibration of that thought, because water is a living creature. Water is alive, you see, and it can be programmed. So Fountain of Truth, this is water that's been programmed with truth. So in that song, what we're attempting to do is bathe one with a fountain of truth. What is real? Not what is, you know, what they call a cartoon. You see, because most of the stuff is cartoons. K-A or C-A is ka, which is spirit, tune, sound. Mm-hmm. Cartoons are spirit sounds. This is something they're using to control or confuse you from your spirit. Now, it's hard to do this. They got to do this constantly, all day long, because people are waking up every second.
Yes.
See, they're waking up from this deep sleep. So they've got to turn the message up. They've got to give you more stuff. So what these songs attempt to do is to take you out of the mainstream, take you out of your mind, lose your mind, and begin to bathe yourself with frequencies that can heal. So we were talking about the parasites. And for those of you who want to get our parasite cleanse, you know, go to elevationtime.com. That's our website, elevationtime.com, and you'll see the total body paracleanse programs and all of our supplements. But the music is there also. And you'll find that once you get rid of the physical parasite and at the same time listen to frequencies like these, you begin to get rid of the subconscious parasites. See, there's parasites that we have created or that your system has created to protect itself from its environment. Because the subconscious is constantly taking pictures of every thought, every feeling, every smell, everything. The subconscious is like a giant camera, and it doesn't filter anything. It just stores it, where the conscious mind is constantly filtering things. Like we talked about earlier, seeing a lion on television. The conscious mind can filter and say it's only a lion. The subconscious says, oh, my God, this is terrible.
Yeah.
So now you got cortisol and adrenaline. And the cortisol, since it's not being used, it stores fat in the midsection so that it can be used for sugar when you do run. Because, you know, if you're in fear or you're in protection mode every single day from the onslaught of, you know, fluorescent light bulbs and fluoride in your water and toxic food and, you know, xenoestrogens come from the plastic that you're storing your water in, you know, not feeling good today, using a toothpaste that, you know, is actually causing you to be programmed, eating a cereal that they might call Total or something that has nicotine in it, because a lot of cereals have nicotine, they call it niacin, you know, and it gets you hooked on cigarettes. You don't know why you have the taste for cigarettes. And, you know, why am I feeling depressed all the time? And I just don't feel to my highest potential. When you listen to this music, you forget all that. When you listen to this type of music, these things that take you into your organic self, it atones you. It attunes you up.
Mm-hmm.
It brings you back to a place where now you can live in the moment. Because living in the moment is where everything is at.
Now, I have to apologize for having mistranscribed the name. I don't know if I would attribute that, what I called Fountain of Youth is Fountain of Truth. And you are correct. That's your music. You ought to know. I don't think it was a Freud moment. I think it was more like a George W. Bush moment.
There's a difference. It's interesting you say that because once you are totally truthful, you become youthful. Think about it.
Yes, that's true. That is true. But I sincerely apologize for that because it was not my conscious intention to do that. And so evidently there was something going on with me subconsciously when I put that title into my computer. So,
and that's okay.
So I apologize.
And also think about it. I've been using the word interference a lot tonight.
Yeah.
Interference.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody may not know the difference between it being the fear that you're afraid of and
mm-hmm.
some other fear. Interference. What does that mean? What is fear? Where does that come from? It sounds like something's not good. Fear, false evidence appearing real. Or even worse, false expectations appearing real.
Mm-hmm.
You see, interference is stuff that, it's something that comes and hits. It's like reflecting a light away from where it should go. It's like a ball being thrown and somebody hits it and knocks it, you know, the ball was coming to you and somebody else catches it or knocks it out the way.
Mm-hmm.
Your gifts are coming to you. Your messages are coming through you. You know, the messenger cells, the messenger hormones, because this is what hormones are, it's chemical messengers. They're all screwed up because you ate a piece of chicken tonight. And the chicken message was to create a big fat chicken in 6 months. That was the message in the chicken. You eat it, and your body says, oh, my God, we need to try to make a chicken. But you're not chicken. You're different. I'm saying that once you get those type of messages, those interfering messages, all you've got to do is cleanse. All you've
mm-hmm.
got to do, after you hear all this negative conversation, after you watch the news, take a break. Cleanse. Drink some water. You know, take your water and program your water right on the bottle. Take the label off. And that will imprint the water with what you want. You know, I was talking to someone earlier today about saying what they want. Most people don't say what they truly want. They mention what they don't want first. You see, cause if you change your language, you could change your life. So instead of saying, I'm trying to do such and such, why don't you say what you are doing?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying what you don't want, say what you want. Don't even mention what you don't want, because you put that up front in the programming, and that leads you down the wrong path. So to get home, Dorothy, you got to click your heels together 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and Dorothy. You see,
yeah.
Dorothy, she's always had the power to go home, but she was divided from herself. She's the Tin Man. She's the Scarecrow. She's the Lion. She's all of them. She's broken away. She's fractured away from her true self. Only Toto knows. Because Toto is, you know, he's in alignment with Potolo, which is part of Sirius, the Sirius mystery. I mean, he's the only one that's true. Sirius is the only thing that's true. It's found. It's the only star that
mm-hmm.
is exactly always in the same place. In fact, it is the mother or the sister to our star, the sun. They say Sirius, the sun spirals around Sirius. Sirius spirals around Vega. Vega spirals around Lyra. This is all spirituality. And nothing is ever the same. The spiral is always a little different. Everything is always different, but you're going to go through good times and bad times. You can't sit and cry over the spilled milk forever. You got to get up. We got to do something. This is the time. This is the time to be motivated. This is the time to wake up and say, this is the best day of my life. No matter what I'm facing, I'm going to face it, and I have faith. I have faith that I've been doing the right things. I have faith that even though I've transgressed, I'm still going to stand and be recognized. You see, I'm still going to stand in truth. I'm still going to have that fountain of truth, which is going to make me youthful, stay young. You see? Cleanse.
Yes. Now, you use the word want, and
want.
This is my personal view of that word, and I've attempted on every occasion to, especially if I'm teaching the principles of abundance, natural abundance, I will select the word, and this is my personal preference, desire. Now, I looked up the word want. Again, in my computer dictionary, you want to talk about mixed messages of the meaning of a word? Listen to this. The first one happens to be desire. Wish for, hope for, aspire to, fancy, care for, like, long for, yearn for, crave, hanker after, hunger for, thirst for, cry out for, covet, need, informal, have a yen for, have a Jones for, or be dying for. Listen to the mixed message in that. You want to talk about programming?
Wow.
That word is the key word in the book, The Secret. And I have been critical of that book because it uses the term want and belief, or need and belief. And need is one of the definitions, but I'm being critical in the sense not to knock what you're saying, Doc, but to also reinforce what you said when you said we need to be careful about what words we use.
Exactly.
And how we use them.
Exactly.
I see desire and dying for as opposites. I'm not
exactly
dying for what I desire. I'm living for it. I don't know. I mean, do you see this the same way I've just described it, or?
You see, as I said, most people speak of what they don't want.
Mm-hmm.
They don't speak of the choice that they're going to make.
Yes.
You see, this is why I'm saying it this way. You're
mm-hmm.
speaking of what, this is, man, I don't want to such. They don't even know what they're saying because they're caught up in spelling. This is a spell. You're spinning,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, a magic potion. And you don't know what the formula is. You
yes.
see, so we have to speak affirmatively, and you're right. And, you know, and the thing is that even though I'm an orator and I speak a lot,
yeah.
I even in lectures sometimes stop. And I say, wow, strike that. Cancel, cut, delete, and clear, or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Take out the trash. Because you have to stop it before it gets too big. Because we've been programmed, we've been trained to speak in this very disagreeable way. A lot of the words came from, you know, if you look at the words that are based in Middle English, a lot
yes.
of them have to do with banking and war.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the words that have a Latin root, they could go either positive or negative, or I should say actually agreeable or disagreeable. Because when you say negative, you actually end up at a place called no gatus. You know,
mm-hmm.
it has no gates because the feminine side or the cathode side of the electrical circuit makes the atoms.
Yes.
The anode side, which is the positive or the positive, because it's stuck, it's posing, it can only make a spark. You see? So
mm-hmm.
we have to be more feminine. We have to be more cathode. We have to be more open. We have to make atoms. We have to create our lives. Yeah, a spark gets you going, but the spark doesn't decide what the end product is going to be. It just lights up the circuitry.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you do. I need to light up the circuitry. Well, how you have the resistors and the capacitors, you and the transistors, how you have them arranged, you see, decides what this particular circuit is going to be.
Yes.
So
yes,
your body...
I brought this... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Your body is being told what to be. But what you're being told through our habits, through what we eat and the things that we do, gets us to not be who we're programmed to be. So, in other words, you got a Volkswagen, and for some reason, your programming says it's, you know, a Porsche. And you're trying to race, you know, cars that are high-performance vehicles with this Volkswagen that has, you know, straight off the you know, showroom floor.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it. So then you feel bad. You feel depressed. I can't keep up with anyone. Because you're not tuned the same as everybody else. You see,
yeah.
It's all about attuning yourself and having, you know, the attitude will get you the altitude. Your
mm-hmm.
attitude will get you what altitude? How high do you want to go? Well, you're going to need a certain angle, you see? And your angle is going to have to stay within a certain, you've got a small degree of tolerance. You slip a little bit, you know what I mean? You get back on course, though. You got to keep getting back on course. And
yeah.
the world is set up to try to get you off course. This is why I said we have to stand up and say, okay, yes, I've been sick. Yes, I had cancer. Yes, they said I had AIDS. Or yes, they said I'm stupid. Or they said I couldn't sing or I couldn't do this. But I have made a choice to be this. And no matter what nobody tells you, no matter what they feed you, you keep cleansing away the garbage, cutting away the stuff that is not something you want in your painting. If you're sculpting something, you're cutting away what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
You keep cutting away. It's course correction. You keep cutting away the things out of your life that you don't want. Stuff is going to come. Clean it away. Parasites are going to come. Get a parasite cleanse. And don't just get any parasite cleanse. I'm a specialist. I specialize in parasites. I know some things about parasites that hardly anybody else knows because they haven't looked at them like me. You know, not from a natural perspective. You know, little
mm-hmm.
wormwood and, you know, black walnut and those things. They don't really work. They kill the weak ones and make the strong ones stronger. You see? So, you know, you go to the website, you know, elevationtime.com. Check out the herbs that are tuned to be organic for the frequency and the time we're in. Some of the things that we use to help us are from another time period.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I said, you know, well, we need to update some of these holy books for today because I get lost. I mean, these people are wearing sandals and they're walking around on the desert, and I'm in L.A. I mean, what? I don't understand. What are you talking about? Why are we speaking this funny language? Sitheth on thy day I sign to thee, the thitherin thyseth. What the heck is that? You see, some of these children in the street that we call, you know, the gangbangers or whatever, if you spoke the language of the holy books to them, but in their languaging, you could get to a lot of them. Because it's the same message. This is what Star Trek did. I mean, they did the heck out of this, man. I mean, these are old, ancient, you know, myths and stories and you know, things that gave us, you know, guidance. Those stories in Star Trek. You see?
Well, so what you're speaking of, Doc, is it removes the nebulous state of not just the language, but how we perceive things, how we perceive our feelings, how we perceive our thoughts, how we perceive our intention, and ultimately it influences the power behind the choices that we make.
Yes.
So understand that my dissection of the word want is you know, when I look at people who are following a prescription for success and they're not succeeding, it causes me intuitively to study the language being used.
Yes.
That they may be putting out the emotion, the feeling, the thought form of lack, the thought form of need. To me, in the most basic sense, want and need mirror the word lack. They're synonymous with the word lack. And when you tell the universe, I lack this, I lack that, the universe says, fine, okay, you lack it. It makes a very objective decision and gives you the lack in perpetuity until you change your mind and specify more exactly what it is that your desire is, or what your intention, or what your choice is. And I think forgiveness has a lot to do with it too, because we enter these states of of changing our reality with a lot of guilt. We carry a lot of baggage with us, and we're not really aware of it. And I'm sure you would probably agree that forgiveness, forgiving oneself, enables us to forgive others. And when we do that, we free ourselves of a lot of the invisible parasites.
Well, I do the subconscious alignment technology, sessions with people. And they come to me and they bring four things, four issues that they have, four hurdles. And mm-hmm. we put them into a first-person, positive, present-tense statement. Okay? It has
okay.
to be first-person, positive, and present-tense. And then we ask, using kinesiology, for the person to say this. And usually, if it's a no, their muscle gets weak. If it's a yes, their muscle is strong. So mm-hmm. one of the balances that we do a lot is the forgiveness balance, or actually the gratitude. And it basically says, I forgive myself, my parents, and others for imperfections.
Mm-hmm.
You test the muscle, almost everyone goes weak. They say, no, Doc, try that again, man. I forgive everyone. I forgive my parents. I forgive myself. I have no problems here. And the subconscious says no. The muscle goes weak. So then we balance for that. And when a person wakes up from this one, oh, man, the whole world changes. Just that one balance. There's thousands of different ways to balance the subconscious, but this particular way really mm-hmm. works because it uses kinesiology, it uses Ayurveda, it uses mudras, it uses yoga, it uses breathing, hypnotism, it uses NLP, it uses all of these things in one little exercise. And it does it probably in 10 minutes. We can almost knock out any one belief. And I'm going to say it that way. It's a belief.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real. It's a perception. It's a belie for most of us. It's not real, you see. So with
yeah.
this particular technique, and, for some people it's called psyche. Some people it's subconscious, subconscious alignment technology or psychological kinesiology. It's the missing link of psychology. When we do these balances, everything opens up. Because now your body gets an everything is A-OK message. Instead of being in stress mode constantly. Because we're bombarded with so many interference frequencies that we're stressed out. The body can't relax. Even when you say, hey, I'm going to go to sleep now, I'm really tired. You never get into a deep sleep because the body is tense. Blood flow is cut off to certain organs. You see? I can give people herbs all day, but sometimes they can't even get what's in the herbs because they don't have enough magnesium in the system. Well, what the heck does magnesium do? It's a magnet. It pulls other nutrients into it, especially iron and things like that. And it pulls them into the system in such a way that it charges the system. The number one deficiency in the world is magnesium. And you can't mm-hmm. get the magnesium through most of your capsules and tablets because they're like rocks. You can't
yeah.
dissolve them. So, we have this transdermal magnesium. You spray this on people and they start waking up. It's transdermal. You spray it on your skin and rub it in. It's in your blood in 17 seconds. So there's a lot of things that we can do now with the new technologies and new treatments. We're at a great time. Things are not really as bad as they could be.
Mm-hmm.
we have to look at the agreeable side. Look at what is good. And focus on the proactive part of your life. What do you have control of? We can't concentrate on what we don't have control of. You see? That's being reactive. You don't want to
yes.
be reactive. It's time to be proactive. It's time to rise.
Well, Doc, we're out of time. This has been, as it was the last time, very, very enlightening, very informative, even entertaining at times. And I want to extend a future invitation to you in the very near future to come back so we can continue this dialogue and have you share all this information. Can I put you on the spot and ask you if you'll come back soon?
Yes, I'm ready to come back.
Okay, this is
I love
really
the work you're doing. I love the show, and I'll be anytime.
Okay, well, I'll be in touch with you before the end of the week, and we'll get you into the September schedule. You have my word on that. And just briefly, is there, for someone that finds it difficult or impossible to get to Los Angeles to be in a one-on-one situation with you. Do you have any sort of online correspondence course or mail course that people can participate in these very revealing technologies you're speaking about beyond taking your health substances?
Well, we're working on an online series of videos now that will be short videos that you could watch in, maybe 10 to 15 minutes that will show you some of the techniques and mm-hmm. how to eat and things like that, how to think. Very quick pieces because a lot of people don't have the focus at this time to listen to long, drawn-out things. So that will be on the website. But always look at the website for, changes and things that we're doing to help people free themselves from, the subconscious and the physical parasites. That's Elevation Time, elevationtime.com. And we have a store in Los Angeles, but if you can't get to the store, we do ship all over the country, and I do lectures, and you can bring me in town. I do balances and techniques that really cause a shift in the consciousness or the awareness, and that's what causes the incredible healing. So visit us at elevationtime.com. And for all of those who are ready to explore, express, expand, and live naturally, come to Elevation Time. It's time to rise.
Yes, and I would also suggest, I'll just add from, having listened to your CD and gotten the third track straight, title, The Fountain of Truth. See, you learn something every show, even I do. The music itself is also an aid to helping someone stay in tune and tune into these frequencies that you're talking about. Can't hurt.
That's right. Urban Shaman is the way to go for the healing music. We have the new CDs coming out too. In fact, I'll probably put something together just for your show.
Yeah, that would be great. And I can see what with the work that Dr. Len Horowitz and I are putting together with Tetrahedron Records. You should be a part of it somehow. So
I'm ready, willing, and able to be part.
We'll,
let's do it.
We'll see if we can make something happen there and reach a lot more people because some of the things we're doing are really fantastic. And your stuff is right there, ready to go. So I think
I'd be glad to do it. Hey, real quick, can you give me the other two healing frequencies that you use?
Well, I'll give all of them to you if you like, okay?
Sure.
Starting from the lowest, and you'll be interested in this because of the percussive nature of your music. These would definitely apply to your music. 174, 174 hertz is the first frequency. The second frequency is 285. The third, 396. These are all in hertz, of course. Then the fourth is 417. Then 528, 639, or 639. What's interesting about that frequency, it's got all three of the numbers that I mentioned before. They're all divisible by 3, 6, or 9. Or they contain 3, 6, or 9. 741, or 741. 852, or 852. And 963, or 963. Now, the higher frequencies, even though, let's say, everything from 528 up to 963 is well within the female vocal range. Of course, 963 is just under 1,000 hertz, or the 1 kilohertz tone that they use for the test tone on television when they're aligning frequencies and outputs.
Right.
And they use that in the studio, and they use it for biasing of tape heads and that. It's short of that by 37 hertz. It's a high pitch, but many women can sing in that range, and even some men. Many instruments fall into that space. So you're going to use these frequencies. My recommendation to people who are asking, which one should I use? The frequency almost tells you if it's right or not. In other words, you being who you are as a kinesiologist, are going to immediately know what frequency you're going to want to, let's say, construct or compose a song, as a fundamental. So you would consider tuning that note, to a particular frequency. Now, if you want off the air, I can give this to you in more detail. In fact, I've been asked to write a paper on this. Normally, the frequency of 528 is an increase of the natural, what is called the second partial of 523.252 hertz. That's the specific pitch of C, an octave above middle C on the piano. Now, keep in mind, we're comparing these to the 440 tuning standard. So you have to increase by that number of hertz to bring you up to 525 528 from 523.252. That is what is a perfect second partial. That's piano tuner's language, actually. Just like A440 is different from 417, which is lower, you can achieve that by going to a G sharp or A flat, as it's enharmonically called, and raising it something in the neighborhood of 1.69 hertz. I'm rounding it off, but it's very close to that the G sharp. So you would use G sharp in an instrument that's tuned to 440 hertz, and you would raise it that many hertz. Just
so let's say
even,
my piano, my keyboard is tuned to 440. I just take that frequency and change it to 528 in my keyboard, and I'm going to already be in the healing frequency no matter what I play. Is that right?
Yes. If you take, you would take the octave above middle C, and that is a what is called a second perfect partial or a second partial, and that frequency is 523.252. Now, if you have a keyboard that has a digital readout, you should be able to increase it the correct number of hertz to raise it up to 528. You could also tune it to a sound generator, a frequency generator that you have the ability to tune to 528 hertz, or read it on a strobe tuner. That would be a third way to do that. And when the strobe light stops moving right or left, it's in tune.
Now, you know what's interesting? If I look at your frequencies from the top down,
mm-hmm.
I look at the first digit of each of these frequencies, I get 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3,
that's correct.
1. And if I look at the next row, I get 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7. If I look at the last row, I get 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
Isn't that interesting?
You see? And, you know, I always talk about how the odd numbers are like the God numbers. The odd
yes.
numbers are like the intuitive side of the brain. And
mm-hmm.
the even is are more like the logical side of the brain. And what we want to do is be in a whole brain state where we're able to access the intuitive and the logical simultaneously. When we're in a whole brain state, I mean, we're at a place where we are the master of any information going or coming to us. We can control it because we can look at it from many points of view. And this is what we're talking about, is, you know, getting to a point where we come to a point and have many points of view, you know. So I want to talk to you more about these frequencies because I've been using a technique that's nothing like this, but I'd like to use this technique and play with it also. You know, this is very powerful.
Yes. There are many other anomalies in inside the numbers when you study them. You will see that they all have odd and even numbers in them. None are completely odd. None are completely even.
Yes.
And that when you compare let's say the first, or let's say the last number compared to the other two numbers added, you get also a sequence of numbers descending and proportionate. It's very interesting. And to consider that Fibonacci had a lot of wisdom in seeing the Fibonacci series, where you add 1 plus 2 and you get 3, you add 2 plus 3, you get 5, 3 plus 5, you get 8. Following that series, that is also encoded in these numbers as well.
Because Fibonacci, that's the shape of nature. That's what I was talking about earlier, the spirituality or spirituality of everything.
Yes.
So this is very powerful stuff right here.
Yes, it is. So that's what we're doing with Tetrahedron Records, and Dr. Len Horowitz has written about this. The Creator has shown us in different ways, each one of us, different ways to incorporate this message into our own truth, and yet all of it comes together. It all fits together like a crossword puzzle. And when I had told him that I have been recording this music full time since 1990, he was rather taken aback. And I said, I have a way of taking old music, pre-recorded music, and just shifting the frequencies.
Wow.
So we can revive all the old great hits and the really positive music. But we've got to go now. We're totally out of time. And we want to thank Seth for letting us go over the two-hour period by about 13 minutes. And so, Doc B, thank you so much. We're looking forward to the next time. I hope you are, too.
Thank you. Travel light.
Okay. And peace be with you, light and love. And to the listening audience, you have been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. Our guest, Dr. B. Sirius, can be visited at his website, elevationtime.com. And special thanks to Don Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and for Seth Hendrick on the sound and working overtime tonight. Thanks, Seth. Appreciate it. To all of you out there, have a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.